For this Tuesday, September 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. A Newburgh man has been arrested for a rape deputies say happened in 2024 at the University of Southern Indiana. 20-year-old Landon Hine is charged with rape, strangulation, and simple assault. He's being held on a $30,000 bond. Deputies say Hine went to a dorm at USI and had what started as consensual sex with a woman. She claims he became too aggressive with her, smacked her, choked her, and at one point forced her into a sex act. Deputies say Hine denies the claims despite cell phone evidence. They say DNA evidence in the case came back recently from the state crime lab, resulting in Hine's arrest. The Evansville Regional Airport is increasing its flights to Orlando, Florida. In a Facebook post, officials say Allegiant flights to Orlando/Sanford will be flying out 3 times 1 week in September, all of October, and 1 week in November. This will increase flights to 3 times a week, and flights will include Saturday. The flights are nonstop and normally fly out on Sundays and Tuesdays. Coming up tonight here on Posey County Radio at 5:30 is the Mount Vernon and North Posey Football Coaches Shows. The Mount Vernon Show can be heard on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck will host the show. The Wildcats have a record of 2-0 after they beat Boonville on the road this past Friday, 42-22. Ryder Snodgrass was 15 of 20 passing for 263 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 rushing scores. Nash Hostetter had 7 receptions for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brady Schickel caught 4 passes for 66 yards and a touchdown. Shane Krieger carried the ball 18 times for 127 yards and a touchdown. Mount Vernon is home this Friday for week 3 as they take on Gibson Southern. The North Posey Show this evening is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher is the host of the show. The Vikings are also 2-0 on the year after they defeated Tecumseh on the road last Friday 34-0. Brett Bucher had a 44-yard interception that he returned for a touchdown in the game. Remy Johnson caught a 34-yard and a 37-yard touchdown pass. The 34-yard score was on a trick play and a pass from Camden Flowers. The 37-yard catch for a score was from quarterback Carter Schickel. Brody Wagner hauled in an 80-yard touchdown pass from Schickel as well. North Posey is at North Knox this Friday for their Week 3 contest. Yesterday, the Indiana Football Coaches Association rankings were released as we move into Week 3 of the regular season. In Class 5A, Castle is 11th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 2nd and Wrights is 4th. Class 3A has Memorial 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, Modern Day 4th, and Southridge 16th. Then in Class 2A, North Posey is 9th. This evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon JV football is home taking on Boonville at 6 o'clock, and North Posey JV football welcomes Tecumseh at 6 o'clock. Mount Vernon volleyball plays host to Boonville. The JV match is at 5:30, and the varsity match is at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon girls soccer has a home match with Boonville at 5:30. Mount Vernon boys tennis takes on Central at 4 o'clock. North Posey volleyball battles Central at home. The JV match is at 5:30, and the varsity match is at 7 o'clock. North Posey boys soccer takes on Southridge at home at 5 o'clock, while North Posey boys tennis travels to Gibson Southern for a 4:30 match, and North Posey girls golf is on the road for a 4:30 match against Pike Central. We finish up in professional sports from Major League Baseball on Monday. The St. Louis Cardinals fell in the opening game of their 3-game series at home versus the Athletics, 11-3. The Cardinals have a record of 68-71. They play game 2 of their series with the A's tonight in St. Louis at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs got a win in their series opener at home over the Atlanta Braves, 7-6. Carson Kelly hit a walk-off single in the 10th inning. Chicago trailed 6-1 in the 5th before starting their comeback. The Cubs improved to 79-59. Game 2 of the series is this evening in Chicago at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds also picked up a walk-off victory 5-4 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Nolvi Marte had a 2-run walk-off single in the 9th inning as the Reds scored 3 runs in the 9th inning to win. Cincinnati improves to 70-68. The series continues tonight at 5:40. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, September 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.